This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. Doug Jones finds himself in a position an Alabama Democrat has not been in for a generation. He has a reasonable chance of being elected to the U.S. Senate. Jones faces Republican Roy Moore December 12th in a race to fill the Senate seat vacated by Attorney General Jeff Sessions. Moore faces multiple allegations of sexual misconduct toward teenage girls and young women when he was in his 30s. Jones talked about that and other issues with me, and Jones explains how he sees Moore's response to the allegations.
I was hoping that we would see a little bit more. Obviously, answering the allegations has just been a flat denial, and that's his prerogative. Like so many people around the country, including fellow Republicans from one end of the country to the other, the credibility of the allegations and the statements of these women in Etowah County seem to have a lot more credibility than denials that he's made. So we'll see how that goes.
What does this do for your campaign?
Well, we're staying in our lane as best we can. Obviously, to some extent, it's a distraction. I mean, we like talking about the issues. But so it's somewhat of a distraction for us having to deal with it, because that's all that seems like the media wants to talk about. And I think that's really unfortunate for the people of the state of Alabama who really, you know, have issues about jobs and health care and those kind of things. But we're staying in those. We're going to continue to talk about them, and we'll address the broader concerns as they arise.
You know, one of the things you've been talking about is the Affordable Care Act, and you've said that you're disturbed by efforts to repeal the Affordable Care Act, but you do think it needs improvement. What improvements do you think it needs?
The Affordable Care Act was never supposed to be the end of the discussion on health care. It was a monumental first step, but it was always going to be a work in progress, and it's been pluses and minuses. I'm not an expert. I'm learning about this. I need to learn more to see what's happening. One thing that I think is that could be a very important option, and that is a public option for health insurance. I think if you had kind of a public option, and I'm not talking about universal, Medicare for all, but I'm talking about an option that would let people buy in to a government-sponsored option plan, I think that would help stabilize the markets. It could be affordable. It would be a Medicare-type plan, which everybody recognizes is one of the best healthcare plans that's out there right now. Those are options I think that we need to look at, and some specifics that I would like to look at, once I get there. But the main thing is to try to get it all out and open, not do it behind closed doors and, come out on the Senate floor and say it's our way or the highway.
You said you are in support of a living wage. Does that mean a $15 an hour minimum wage that you hear some Democrats talk about?
My gut reaction tells me that's a little high. And it may be we do something for a minimum wage that may not be across the board, because there are differences among the states in different regions that where the cost of living is more and the cost of business is more. So we might can use a couple of different tiers, but we got to be careful that we don't get in Alabama, we don't get stuck in just the absolute bottom. It would seem to me that trying to raise a minimum wage to at least around $10 an hour at least boosts that. And I think you can do that and still not sacrifice businesses.
Well, you are supportive of abortion rights, and this is something that Republicans have attacked you for. You said you fully support a woman's freedom to choose what happens to her own body. And I just want to clarify, do you see any limits on abortion?
Sure. Look, I believe that is an intensely, intensely personal decision. I think anything involving a pregnancy like that has got to be a decision made between a woman and her family, her partner, her husband, her significant other, whatever, and her faith and her physician. And for decades, the law has supported that. And I think by and large, the people of Alabama support that. But having said that, there has also been for decades limits on late-term procedures. And those are only reserved for cases of medical necessity. And despite what everybody has said, that's what I support, and that I continue to support that. But I do believe it's an issue that I just should not, and I don't think Roy Moore or anyone else should have that decision. And I don't think that people in this state support the extreme view on the other side, that a woman should not be able to make that choice, even if she had been raped, even in the case of incest, or other medical necessity reasons. My view has been one that has been consistent with the law for decades, and I believe that will continue to be the law going forward, and that's what I support.
Well, there's certainly some voters who don't like Roy Moore. They may agree with you on a number of different issues, but abortion is a very important issue to them personally. I guess, what do you say to those folks that can't see eye to eye in what you just outlined?
I tell them I respect their decision. Those are very personal decisions. They're well-meaning, and I understand that. I have a lot of friends of mine feel that way. And I would just say, look, let's understand, but let's try to find some common ground on other issues that relate to that. First of all, nobody's for those procedures. Let's try to find a way to reduce the number of women who have to make those choices. And let's talk about access to contraceptive and contraceptions and health care and women's health and prenatal health and postnatal, you know, after birth health. Let's talk about those issues that I think we can find that common ground on. And let's talk about adoption. Let's try to streamline adoptions and make it where adoptions can be more affordable. Let's try to find the common ground and move forward together to try to make it a reality to get those procedures down as low as possible and hopefully to zero.
That's U.S. Senate Democratic candidate Doug Jones. You can hear the full conversation with Jones at our website, WBHM.org. Also, we have extended multiple invitations to Republican Roy Moore for an interview. His campaign has not responded.